You have now entered the cathedral's cloister. It is a magnificent example of Gothic architecture. A cloister, also known as a peristyle, surrounds the internal courtyard of a monastery, cathedral, or church. It is a place that is highly suitable for reflection or prayer.
Stop for a moment and listen to the story of this cloister's construction, which will allow you to gain a sense of time and place.
You have just entered the north side of the cloister. Work on the structure began at the start of the 14th century and continued on into the 15th century. The first section to be built was the northeast corner, followed by the north, west, south, and east wings. It has a total of four galleries, separated from one another by pillars that terminate in conjoined capitals. The cloister is rectangular in shape, with the eastern and western galleries occupying the longest sides. The central courtyard is surrounded by 14 large, pointed arches. Owing to the scarcity of resources, the cloister took nearly 150 years to build, which explains the stylistic diversity of its design. Works such as these were usually funded by a combination of the cathedral's own income, occasional revenue, and private donations. In this instance, the most famous private donation came from King Alfonso XI. The walls of this magnificent cloister were originally decorated with paintings, of which only documentary references remain. The upper section was built in the 18th century. The decoration of the corbels and columns of this cloister is extraordinarily rich and abundant. The architectural ornamentation includes a wide variety of iconographic images from both the Old and New Testaments, allusions to the lives of the saints, references to fables and legends, allegories, scenes from everyday life, fantastical beasts, mascarons or ornamental faces, and an extremely broad range of flora. There are also a number of sculptures, including images of the Virgin Mary, apostles and bishops, and King Alfonso XI himself. There are also tombs containing the remains of bishops, deans, precentors, archdeacons, and cantors.
We will now tell you about some of the different rooms attached to the cloister.
To the left of the staircase we came down, on the east side of the cloister, we will find the chapter house, which was the first Gothic structure to be built in Asturias. Further on is a door leading to the anteroom of the cathedral archive, and beyond that, a closed door leading to the gymnasium, which was the name given to the old cathedral school. On the south side of the cloister is the alms gate, which was used to distribute apples and grain to the needy. From the north side, we can access the crypt of St. Leocadia and the old pilgrim's cemetery. On the west side of the cloister, there is a door that leads back inside the cathedral, where we will continue our tour.
We now invite you to examine the rich iconography of the cloister and explore its rooms. When you are ready, you may return to the cathedral through the door situated to the left of the crypt of St. Leocadia.